Hi Carlton fans, and welcome to the Blues Weekend Update, brought to you by the Yarra Valley Country Club. The past week mirrored the one before it, with another win for the JRT players and a loss for our game changers, who went down to the D's here at Icon Park by 35 points. Melbourne made no concessions in the first quarter of the round 6 clash, kicking 6 goals to the Blues nil. Following the first term, G, Harris and Vessio each kicked a 6-pointer for Carlton, with the D's securing 2 more goals.
Giants for the Demons at their devastating best. They prevail by 35 points.
Despite winning the last 3 terms, the Blues only managed to close the 38-point gap by 3 points. The final score was 22-57.
As a backline, you don't really care about your disposals. You just want to get the ball out of there. So I guess as a backline, we did play really well. But again, that first quarter, we just need to be more switched on. And we know that for the next game, we'll come out fighting that first quarter in Freo.
That was Danielle Hardiman, who was named in the Blues' best, contributing 10 disposals, 9 kicks and 2 marks in the halfback line. And Carlton debut Tiana Cochrane, who is the great-niece of Blues Hall of Famer Trevor Keogh. She picked up 6 disposals and 3 tackles in her inaugural AFLW game. Cochrane spoke with Carlton media after the game about the experience.
It was a dream come true, a fantastic experience, and I'm lucky I got to share, you know, the elite level with a great bunch of teammates. I've loved coming into this with a growth mindset and just learning from really talented players. I'm really happy with how I went with the first game. Unfortunately, we didn't come away with the win, but I'm super stoked and I'm looking forward to what's to come ahead.
Tiana Cochrane played her first game in Navy Blue today, which is a great Carlton story, and you know, there's some real positives out of that.
That was Blues coach Damien Keeping. He spoke with media after the match about how the game changers will approach their Round 7 clash.
We take the learning opportunities out of this game. We get to travel to Freo as a really united group, and we've got one more game to really make a stamp and stand for something as a group, which I know the character of this playing group is really strong. You know, they've stuck together and they're really united, and we anticipate that we'll grow from the experience today and look to better ourselves against Freo.
The Blues will head to Fremantle to take on the Dockers this Saturday from 2:05pm local time in a bid to lift themselves from the bottom of the ladder. In betting news, Carlton came away with a second win in the JRT series.
13 disposals and 2 goals for Dale Thomas. He can make it 14-3 right now as Carlton hit the front again.
The Blues headed to Tassie to take on the Hawks on Saturday night. It was an exciting match, with Carlton managing to slip ahead by 5 points by the final siren. Jacob Wiedering led the Blues for kicks with 17, marks with 12, and uncontested possessions with 20. He said the Blues responded at half-time to come away with the win.
That was 26 more inside 50, so it was coming in pretty hot. I just think the way we responded after half-time was good. I think we got peppered pretty hard first half and responded really well. Went at the game, we didn't go back into our shells. Used the ball really well going inside 50, and we put a score on the board, which got us the result.
Carlton will now look towards round 1 of the home and away series against reigning premiers Richmond. The season opener will take place at the MCG on Thursday, March 22nd from 7:25pm. Crowds of 90,000 plus are expected, so blue baggers are encouraged to get in early and secure their seats for the night. I'll be back next Thursday with the Blues Weekend Update.